Regardless of the outcome of Iran's election, there's a group of people that are not waiting to see what changes. The young entrepreneurs behind the lively tech startup scene. Producer and reporter Matthew Bell and I went to meet three of them, the guys behind Tech Rasa. It's a startup consultancy that tracks the progress of other startups in Iran. Matthew's with me here in the studio. And Matthew, you'll recall that I was kind of obsessed by the little details of life in Tehran. Like, how do young Iranian entrepreneurs commute to work?
So we started by meeting Tech Rasa's Hamid Jafari at his grandmother's house in North Tehran. Hamid is 25. He's tall, lanky, and very chill. He was wearing the universal outfit of startup entrepreneurs worldwide, a zip-up hoodie, tight pants, and sneakers. His commute, as we found out, involves two taxis and a bus ride and takes about an hour. Hamid gave us a preview of what we'd be hearing and seeing from his colleagues at Tech Rasa headquarters.
Basically, we're writers, we're community builders, startup community builders. We're writing about the startup ecosystem in Iran, what is going on here. We're writing about the local entrepreneurs in Iran. And we're also interviewing Iranian entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley. We want to be a bridge between them.
And, Marco, you remember Hamid saying that Iranians from abroad have been sending him emails, especially after the sanctions started to be lifted. He told us that people ask about work opportunities in Tehran, and he tells them, come see for yourselves and prepare to be surprised.
Yeah, he's kind of a bridge himself, speaking of bridges. Hamid lived in Ottawa for 3 years before coming back to Tehran, where he was born and where his family lives.
You know, I'm a religious guy. I consider myself a religious person. I pray five times a day. That's surprising for even some Iranian people when I tell them, because I speak English, I'm working, you know, with foreigners. But, you know, it's normal for me, living here at the same time. In my free time, I'm watching, like, American TV shows. I'm watching Saturday Night Live. I'm listening to, like, American hip-hop. But that's me. That's the real me, you know?
Hey, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Matthew.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Marco. That's one of Hamid's partners, Tech Rasa co-founder Mohammad Reza Azali. He's greeting Matthew and me outside their new office in Tehran's hottest business district.
They started the venture at a university incubator in Tehran, but now they've got their own space, which smelled like fresh paint and plaster. Mohammad is 28 years old. That makes him the old man of the team.
8 months ago, we quit our jobs to start this thing. We had so much trouble. Because in normal way, you can make that kind of money. Because we have many websites that have tons of videos, millions of visitors per day, and we can make that kind of money from online advertisement. So it was, I think that it was only love, because we loved what we were doing.
And Matthew, we both got the sense that that love is starting to pay off for these guys.
For sure. And this is a good moment for me to introduce Ali Reza Josie. He's the third co-founder of Tech Rasa. He's 23. And he says they do write reports about the startup scene in Iran, but what brings in the money are the services they offer, like marketing and public relations.
We also provide consultancy to companies, startup companies that want to enter Iran. So that was our major revenue source till now, and we never raised funds, so we never invested, we never got investment or anything. So just to have our independency, so these bootstrapping methods actually really came in handy to maintain ourselves.
Like many companies came to us and asked us, "Hey guys, you know your stuff. Can you do the media communication for us? Can you do the social media strategy for us?" And we were, hey guys, we can do it. And they want to pay. So why not?
And we had to make money somehow,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Matthew, remember what Ali Reza said about most startups in Iran? They face the same challenges they do anywhere in the world, finding talent, attracting smart funding.
But he also said that in Iran, there are some unique challenges as well.
Ahmed, I read an interview where you said that borders don't mean anything to us. You see the world as kind of your oyster. But for politicians here in Iran, they see a lot of borders. How do you work with that?
It's not only Iranian politicians. Every politician says that. But we can build something great from Iran. We have startups here that are targeting the customers in the United States. And they're making money right now.
These guys were so up and so optimistic. But the thing that seems to really irk them is their inability to travel. If you have only an Iranian passport, that means you cannot just jump on a plane without a visa and fly to pretty much most countries in the world. Right. That makes it very difficult to attend conferences or meet with potential business partners.
And we also asked them about the fact that if they were dual nationals, they might be targeted by the Iranian regime, like the case of an Iranian-American businessman who was detained back in October.
What about the case of Siamak Namazi, who was a businessman, a dual national, and is in jail? I mean, does that inhibit you, or does that give you any reason for concern?
I don't know what he did. We're not political people, but we're not doing anything illegal here. We're trying to promote Iran's startup ecosystem to the world. So I don't think that would be a problem for us. And they're actually supporting us. Actually, the new government is helping the startup movement that is happening in Iran.
You know, Matthew, I got the sense that the Tech Rasa guys did not want to wade into the Siamak Namazi story, either because they're totally focused startup guys or because they don't want to annoy the government.
Hamid did tell us, though, that he's read stuff in hardline Iranian newspapers about the startup scene there being a security threat because it's allegedly a way for Western countries to come in and steal from Iran. But he said, look, the truth is the folks in Iran's startup scene are the ones borrowing from the West.
The world's Matthew Bell. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.